Get ready for a podcast from Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi.
News, lies, society, truth, coverage, information, talking.
Each week, Gatrick Power plunges into the throttling sewer wasteland of modern politics to uncover the hidden kernels of truth no one wants you to see.
So you do admit to escaping the country with all of its mineral reserves in your briefcase?
Yes, I did.
This is the ugly truth on the underbelly of Aotearoa. This is the voice of the unheard. This is Politics Now! This is Politics Now, where the politics are high, the now is immediate, and the voice of the people is brought to you by Silly Cat Wallpapers. Looking for quirky, playful felines to decorate your home computer or office workstation? Well, Silly Cat Wallpapers has you covered, with over 10,000 unique designs to choose from, ranging from a beautiful short-hair Scottish fold loafing on a tartan blanket to a lovely long-hair ragdoll falling into a bathtub. Head over to tardytabbies.co.ck and use code KNOWLEDGEISGATRICKPOWER to unlock your first 10 Silly Cat Wallpapers for free. Now, to the news at hand. The government's newly unveiled benefits sanction regime has faced fierce criticism from critics of the government's newly unveiled benefits sanction regime since the newly unveiled benefits sanction regime was unveiled around 2 weeks ago. Here's our social affairs reporter Hugh Janus to list the new sanctions which Prime Minister Christopher Lochtin unveiled around 2 weeks ago.
Thank you, Gatrick. Hugh Janus here, reporting live from somewhere. Here is the new traffic light system of benefit sanctions as unveiled 2 weeks ago. Green means you're compliant and meeting all your obligations to prepare or find work. Nothing changes. If you go to orange, you've had your first or second breach of obligations, resulting in additional requirements and support, like more regular check-ins or attendance at job workshops. Red means you're in the danger zone. With a third breach of obligations, in red, you may face benefit reductions or suspension, money management, and potential mandatory community work experience. Another massive change to the system is that now half of the benefit will go onto a payment card, which can only be used for a limited range of essential products and services.
While this may be the list of sanctions that the legacy lamestream media is going along with, yours truly can confirm that there is another, far more serious hidden sanction for beneficiaries. It's kind of like when you go to a fast food place and ask for steamed buns. From a leaked Ministry of Social Development project initiation document, I can confirm that for work-ready beneficiaries who fail to find a job within 12 months, they will face the ultimate benefit sanction: the death penalty. This information can also be found within the National ACT Coalition Agreement. The leaked 69-page long MSD project initiation document outlines the public sanctions that we all know. And at the very bottom of that list, in the smallest possible papyrus wording, lies the ultimate sanction. While the method of execution is not detailed, one Ministry of Social Development defector told me it was rather gruesome.
So basically from what I've heard, it's a really, really long process. From what I've gathered, the beneficiary gets called into one of the WINS offices to meet a new case manager. They go to the receptionist who tells them to take a seat, but the only problem is there are no seats. So the beneficiary is just in the waiting room standing around for hours and hours. By the time they finally get to meet the case manager, they've lost all energy, physical and mental, to resist what comes next. The case manager eventually calls the beneficiary's name, and they get to the case manager's desk where there's a whoopee cushion on their seat, except this whoopee cushion isn't just filled with air, it's filled with sulfides that simulate the smell of a real fart. The whole WINS office erupts in laughter, and now losing their spiritual strength, the beneficiary lies weak and defeated. Once they're in that vulnerable state and are ready to talk about their eligibility and obligations, the case manager's eyes roll into the back of their head, they dislocate their jaw and actually swallow the beneficiary whole, bones and all. And at that point, you're a gone burger, son.
These are truly shocking revelations. If true, This would mark the first time capital punishment has been used in over six decades. Despite benefit fraud costing the country millions annually, tax evasion remains a multi-billion dollar crime economy. This move to sanction beneficiaries with death is a somber reminder that Luxon is committed to lifting not only more public cash into the hands of New Zealand's 1%, but their souls as well. Next week on Politics Now, we investigate the geopolitical implications of North Korea's new BBL missile system. See you next Monday, folks.
You've chosen the Radio 1 91 FM podcast, a fine choice indeed. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz and wherever quality podcasts hang out.